crossfade. The Daily Talk Show.
A conversation sometimes worth recording with Josh Jensen and Tommy Jacket.
It's the Daily Talk Show live from In-N-Out in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah. We are right next to airport, and you can see there's a plane. Well, you can't see. But that noise...
That is United right there. That's what that plane is.
Yeah. This is your spot. This is you and Bree. This is what... This is your, I guess, a ritual for you. Mm-hmm.
This is... We are next to LAX in Los Angeles, and there is an In-N-Out burger place.
This is so close to the airport. Like, we can see the runway. Like, we've got prime vantage point for the runway, and you can smell the rubber from the planes, and you can smell the burger juice patties cooking away from In-N-Out.
Do you know what I haven't said?
What?
It's episode 200. Hey, get around
episode
it, everyone.
200. Holy shit.
The crowd is going. You wouldn't believe the crowd that we've got right now.
Yep, the Singapore Airlines plane is just taking off. Jeez, it's Louise.
They've got a bit of velocity to them.
Yeah. Mate, congrats. 200 episodes.
Congratulations.
Holy shit.
To you. We were going to, when we were in the US, do an In-N-Out versus Shake Shack video.
Yeah.
Russ Keys was holding you accountable.
Yeah. And as I mentioned when we first landed, it doesn't need one. Shake Shack is no competitor to In-N-Out.
Yeah.
It's In-N-Out is unbelievable. I'm about to push an In-N-Out. I'm on the out phase because I just ate a double-double and a cheeseburger, which is basically eating three cheeseburgers.
And you're about to catch a flight. So this is the final episode as well in LA.
What a trip it's been, America. And
another United flight. Is this an absolute clusterfuck of an idea to do an episode
I don't know.
Next to the airport?
I hope that you can bear through this. But I think it adds to the energy of the show.
Yeah. We haven't done admin, like anything really sort of administrative in a while.
What does that look like?
Well, I think it looks like addressing the elephant in the room.
Who's the...
Well, she's not the elephant. Sandra Sully. So we had a big plan to have Sandra Sully on episode 200 of the Daily Talk Show.
And as everyone knows, we're amazing at sticking to promises for the show.
Well, I think we've done a pretty good job of keeping most promises. But
it was looking promising because Sandra, she got some mentions on the show, and then you reached out to her via Twitter, and then we did
a post, and we said Sandra Sully coming on episode 200.
That's right. Trev got behind it, and you slid into her DMs. Mm,
yeah,
and so what happened?
I asked her. I said, "Hey Sandra, this was probably a month ago.
Yeah.
Hey Sandra, it's coming up to the." To the show, to the episode 200, would love to lock it in, can meet you anywhere, where do you want to do it?
And she said no to LAX.
No, she didn't respond because we were literally like our timings with everything was around being back in Australia. No, this is no fucking joke. Bree and I were discussing when we were going to be back in Australia, and I said we had to be back for episode 200 because of Sandra Sully.
Did you get an autoresponder out for a ciggy?
No, well... He's doubled down on the rumor that Sandra Sully smokes cigarettes, which is damning. But there is an episode.
It's legal.
I think it's Punching Darts, I think, maybe the title of that episode.
Punching Darts.
Maybe she did hear that. But no, we did plan on having her for episode 200, but I DM'd her on Twitter and on Instagram.
Incoming.
And it didn't happen. Are you going to say incoming every time there is a plane?
You get distracted quite easily, and this is probably the one thing that distracts me most. I love it that I'm sitting here right now out the front of In-N-Out, and I'm about to jump on a plane in 14 hours. I'll be home.
Yeah.
It's bizarre, and I'm leaving, and you get home 2 days later according to Australian time. It's so bizarre. I love that it feels almost like it's fake, right? Yeah. It feels like there is some... simulation where you get into this capsule and then all of a sudden you're on the other side of the world. It's bizarre.
Well, when you see people on Instagram posting about their day-to-day life, like Tom's has launched the coffee shop nearby to us, and like all of these things happen, it feels like a simulation or like a movie.
Life can be a movie. I was having a conversation on the way over here.
I liked something so profound, like life can be a movie, and you just moved along. If we've learned anything, Diavella We were just on Matt Diavella's podcast, which comes out in November.
Oh, yeah.
and he seemed to pick me up on my quoting of African proverbs.
Yeah, that was funny. But you're going to have to wait months for that one. Oh, yeah, but I was talking to a woman over on the way over here, school teacher from Adelaide. Lovely. She referred to me as her seat buddy or a seat... Oh, she said, "You're a great seat buddy."
Did she put her hand on your leg when she said that?
No, no, no. We had a seat free between us, which was great. But we had a really great chat.
Yeah.
And I mentioned... Yeah. That was a loud one. I mentioned the Daily Talk Show, and we were talking about... I said, as I've got older, I actually get why people freak out. And I could only imagine that freaking out on an aeroplane is literally just thinking logically about you and the gap between the earth.
Yeah. Well, I think it's
the ground.
It's not just that. It's just the fact that you've got, like, engines on either side of you pushing you into the sky.
Yeah. Well,
have you ever done hanging out around Melbourne Airport and saying
no? No, I never have. But it's like Melbourne Airport. I don't ever want to go near there.
Yeah,
like this is there's no Maccas that has this vantage point. There's no in and out, definitely, because we don't have one.
Yeah,
but it's been a great trip. What's been your favourite part of this?
I think it's been meeting all the different people.
Yeah,
I think like by far, you know, us doing. We didn't do as many sort of you and I episodes as we're hoping because we just had back-to-back people that we're catching up with.
And my voice, as you can tell, it's much better.
Yeah.
That was a clusterfuck. Yeah. Jesus, that serves me right for trolling you when your voice went, making videos about...
It was lucky that it happened over a weekend. It happened in a way which we got to rest your voice. Yeah. So you're okay. You had one bad day in LA, and I think you'll find
and the back
that.
End of New York, it was bad.
Yeah.
And it was getting worse. But even that, like that episode we did with Eddie, who owns Chinese Tuxedo, you should listen to it. Aussie in New York, absolutely killing it.
Yeah.
That was one of my favourites.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the awesome thing about Eddie was he was... like just so fucking smart. Like what? Like I wasn't expecting. You know, you expect. Okay, you can't be good looking, own a restaurant, and also be able to like be throwing truth bombs.
100%. And like I think what I've loved is meeting so many variations of human beings that have different energies and different driving forces behind what they're doing, and just seeing how everyone is so fucking different. That's why we love having guests on the show as well, because we're getting perspectives of, you know, great people.
Yeah, and also I think it's how generous everyone has been too.
Yeah.
Like the fact that Candace came to our Airbnb in West Hollywood.
Yeah.
A successful comedian.
Yeah.
And just like rocks up, knocks on the door.
She mentioned that when she came out to LA... She was, this wasn't on the podcast, but she said, oh yeah, I was in some, you know, improv comedy classes with Kevin Hart. What?
Yeah.
Kevin fucking Hart?
Mm.
He's like one of the biggest comedians in the world now.
Yeah. It's been, what's been the learning for you? We've done, because this is the back end of a few months of doing the show remotely.
Oh yeah. I'm looking forward to, it's great. Seth Godin, if we did that remote, you know, back in Australia and dialing in on Skype or something would not have been what it was.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking forward to just being in the same room to be able to interrupt you.
Well, I mean, well, that's an American airline. The other funny thing I was thinking is these mics are pretty good. It'd be funny if people can't hear the planes at all and all they hear is us stopping every few seconds and having some sort of comment about it being an American, United. And that's me on the spectrum coming out, me just yelling out plane models.
I think that's the A380 and that one looks like it's been out for, that came out 2 years ago, that one.
We've learned to not mention the fizzy water, fizzing, because you cannot pick it up on the mics. Early days, you were going, oh, sorry for the fizzy water, guys.
Yeah. No, you can't. You
but
can't
it was only our ears that could really hear it.
So one thing that we've been talking about a bit is this live thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's exciting.
Well,
live.
Yeah, well, we've been talking about it. It's still at the early stages at the moment, but I thought maybe let's let people peek behind the curtains. We didn't talk much about this US trip. But, you know, there's advantages by not mentioning too much too early on.
This show is built on a promise, and that promise is built into the name of the show,
yeah.
And that's the Daily Talk Show. So other than it being only 5 days, because as Brad Blank said, every good relationship needs a bit of time off, a couple of days off. Yeah. And so that's what we give ourselves on the weekend. But if we go into anything, I think it's the promise is big when we say we're going live every day.
Yeah.
Which changes a lot.
I would like to for us to eventually get to the point where we are live, that we do video.
Yeah.
And I got really excited because we were in Matt Diavella, his apartment, who we had on the podcast last week, and he had an Alexa. And sorry, if you've got an Alexa right now, it's really going crazy.
Yeah, Alexa, start my day. That's what I heard Matt say.
I think Natalie said
it. What does that do?
I think maybe it plays the tunes that you like or whatever it is. But okay. I said, Alexa, play the Daily Talk Show. Yeah. And our fucking theme starts and it plays the latest episode of the show.
Yeah, that is cool. So the live thing. We're definitely going to do it. We need to work out. Here's one problem that I see, and that's your body temperature and the summer of Melbourne.
So
which is
specifically
hot.
Video. You're worried
video,
about
yeah,
video.
Well, our office, we got to would have to work out how to get aircon that doesn't make a shitload of noise and that could blow onto your face to stop your sweat.
Well, I think I would. It would almost need to blast the aircon. Yeah, I was trying to think of ways of doing that, so it didn't have much sound.
But then again, if we're worried about aircon noise, then we're at an airport.
Yeah. Yeah, the old... Well, like planes, I feel like when you're talking about decibels or whatever and they're giving examples, they have all these things and then they have like a jet plane.
Yeah.
Like right well,
so in terms of podcasting, what have you learned from this trip based on people's response to what we're doing and what we have been planning and are essentially doing?
Well, I think it's partly that when you are picking yourself, when you do these things and you say, oh, we're going to be in the US, and you actually deliver on that, the way in which people change their thinking behind what you're doing is dramatic.
Yeah.
Us being in Collingwood doing our show versus actually going to the effort of being in New York City, getting, you know, amazing guests on, actually... It creates buzz.
Yeah. Doing stuff with no clear, I guess, result.
Yeah.
Like determined or result promised is scary, but it's so required in this landscape.
Yeah. What did you learn from the ground up? Doing Matt Diavella's podcast, for people who don't know, Matt Diavella created the American, was that? No, that was Delta. Matt Diavella created the film Minimalism, the documentary, who, you know, Joshua Fields Milburn, who we had on the show on Friday, he was the, he's the minimalist, like he's one of the minimalists. He's the other producer behind that film. But Matt has a podcast called Ground Up.
Are you talking about what I learned being on his one?
Yeah, being
one?
On a... I think was it the first time you and I have been on a podcast together that's
is
not
true.
Our own?
Yeah, God, it is so different. And I think if you listen to this show and go... And I highly recommend you go listen to Matt's and our episode if you want when it comes out, because it's a different take on us. Yeah. Like, this episode is fun. We're just chilling. We're not trying to get profound and maybe we might get a few moments... of something close to being profound, but I don't think we will.
Well, is it like the Ground Up show? It's all about that sort of you ground up story, what you've done. And I definitely felt the pressure to deliver.
Did you?
In the sense of like, it made me synthesize, okay, what are we actually like? You know, for people who have no idea who we are, which is the majority of the population. Like, it makes you think about, oh, what do people actually care about?
Yeah. What did you say? You got to act as if everyone gives a fuck and no one gives a fuck.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you approach it, yeah, it's a weird. That's a weird thing to swallow.
And after that, yeah, it is. And the Bree mentioned after the episode, she said maybe you guys swore too much.
Yeah.
Well, so I mean, that's a reason to potentially listen to... The episode is just to... I mean, Matt did drop the C-bomb.
Yes, he did. Well, he edits that show. We don't edit this show. Yeah. So,
and it was in the context of him saying, okay, well, you're a couple of Australians, so you're obviously used to this.
Yeah.
But we probably retired the C-bomb from the podcast maybe, what, 6 months ago.
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't said many C-bombs, and mostly because of my mum.
That's true.
Came out and said, stop swearing as much. Yeah. But I think maybe we were swearing at the start because it's like we were overcompensating for being a bit nervous.
Yeah.
So when you get a bit nervous, you might just get a bit sweary to act like you're really chill.
Yeah. Can we just have a look over where LAX is right now?
Wow.
They have the sun is setting here in Los Angeles, and LAX, it's almost like the runway is directly in front of the sun, so we're seeing like a silhouette, and I'm sure
if you complain about driving down Punt Road going home and there's sun coming into your eyes, there's aeroplanes that have 1,000 people on them that are landing with direct sunlight smashing their eyeballs.
The thing with travel is that the it's very rarely easy.
Yeah.
Do you think enough people, like, I know that when I was away I sort of tried to maybe give some insight into that and to sort of paint a picture that wasn't all rosy and saying, look, like some of this is a bit of a clusterfuck. Do you think you being away in the US now, do you get that vibe a bit more?
Yeah, it's not easy. It's uncomfortable, but there is so many, it's so rewarding. So I think it's like, maybe we just got to be grateful if you can actually travel, because a lot of people can't travel.
Yeah, absolutely. Those people can. American Airlines.
I've got mates that haven't been on aeroplanes overseas.
Yeah.
And one mate didn't go on an aeroplane until he was 18.
Do you think that you, when you go home, you'll have a different perspective?
Oh, this has been, as much as it's been hard being away from my family, my baby and my wife, I'm so looking forward to seeing them. Not that I don't, but it's like, I just miss touching my son, which sounds weird.
No, I get
it. I don't give a fuck. My son is my son, and I love him to pieces. And kissing my wife. It's so weird, but they're just little things. I don't want to smell them both.
Yeah.
How weird can I get? Wow-y.
Yeah, no, I can't wait to smell Amy.
If you're a father, you know what I'm fucking talking about.
It's a little
sniffing your son's little neck. It's so beautiful. It's an extension of yourself, and so it's been nice being away from them at the same time, because I get to build up this tank of desire to see and hang out with them, because you take everything for granted.
Yeah. So you're about to get on your flights in a few hours.
Yeah.
What's your ritual? We talked about that with Seth. It's like we love hearing a good ritual. What are you going to do?
I've got I'm more of a savvy traveler now. I've got a toiletries bag with eye drops, with painkillers, with Ventolin,
in case I have asthma.
No, it's just in case something happened. My toothbrush,
And
I've got my beanie to pull over my eyes.
So you were saying that you didn't have that. Did you have that in your checked bag on your way?
I had it in my
there?
Checked bag, yeah, it was annoyingly. But so that's
you wouldn't
the
have
thing.
Had it in the, it
hydrate the eyes.
Wasn't a checked bag, though, was it?
Not checked bag. I just didn't. It was like deep in my
carry-on
luggage.
Because you have given the carry-on thing a crack, just having carry-on.
Yeah, mate. Don't seeing you and Bree. I mean, you've been away for a lot longer. Yeah.
We're also carrying
you guys have been
the
wearing
audio
the same.
Gear.
Yeah, true. And you've been wearing the same thing the whole trip.
Yeah.
So I reckon you guys could have done backpacks, like small backpacks plus a gear.
Well, the funny thing is, if you'd heard early episodes when we were just heading on the trip, it was a contentious issue.
Yeah.
The bag situation, because Bree went an 85 litre, I got like the 55 litre, and we bought 2 55 litre bags, and then just before he went, Bree's like, I need bigger, I'm gonna get the 85 litre.
She took her bag back and got the big one.
Yeah,
it's crazy. But I did say, thinking about being away for so long, like just that bulk of time makes you think you need, like, it only makes sense in your head, take enough because I'm away for so long.
Yeah.
But when we strip it back, it's you don't need a great deal.
The good thing I'm excited about too is it's been a while since we've done a regular show.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
a normal non-travel related.
Yeah. But also, like, you think about this has been obviously like a bit of reflection.
Yeah.
but it's a specific. It's not like we're looking at our Trello and being like, what's fucking happened today?
Yeah.
It's like you inevitably just go into a different sort of style of content and you don't even realize it.
Yeah. I've loved having guests on because we've done majority of us.
Yeah.
And I've loved that flexing that muscle as well because we're getting better at being in a conversation with a third person or four people.
Yeah.
Because that's something that we haven't done a great deal of. And I'm looking forward to – we've got some great guests in mind when we get back.
Yeah. And I think that it's building on that momentum as well. That's what I'm excited about is it's like the – just going hard.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what's the balance for you though? Like do you think the – is the – go? I feel like within our business partnership, you're good at not putting on the brakes – but thinking about things a little bit more and being like, do we need to, like, is this, you know, it's the how yes or no question. And you're tossing up in your mind about things like the live stuff and all that sort of thing. You're going, that's not like necessarily hell yes.
I think I've made too many promises that I've broken, not just more to myself around content.
Yeah.
Because any creative has done it because you have the best intentions and then something gets in the way. So I want to make the right promise that we're going to stick to.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to my brother who lives in North Carolina and him and I have a funny relationship.
We've had him on the show.
Yeah, we've had him on the show.
Yeah.
And we tend to troll each other a little bit as like, you know, me being the younger brother and him being the older brother. And he's constantly said, I don't get the live thing. Like, why do you want to do live? It doesn't make any sense. And maybe there's a part of me which is like, I'm going to fucking show you how good live can be.
You're still fighting about Fitbit. 15 years on.
There's no fight on Fitbit. I mean, James said that the Fitbit had a good life ahead of it.
Yeah.
And if you have a look at their stock prices, I think potentially it would say something else.
This is a burn. The Apple Watch, the new one, has just come out.
Yeah.
So it definitely has smashed the Fitbit.
Do you know what's funny about how there's little things in life that are painful, but for whatever reason we don't actually do anything about it? Talking about the Fitbit and talking about the Apple Watch, I have not set up... we were talking, that is a Southwest plane. Good airline, Southwest, by the way. Have you ever flown Southwest?
No, never.
They're good because they're sort of a no-frills airline, but the good thing is that they give you fucking two bags domestically as a standard.
Yeah.
So it's that thing, like, it's low cost, but it almost has a few of the frills. Yeah. So that's why I fucking love Southwest. But, what was I just
Fitbit,
talking about?
Fitbit.
The watch. No, it's been... a week and a half, a couple of weeks in the US, haven't actually updated my watch from Europe because I don't know which fucking button it is. Or like, you know, I got this fancy G-Shock. Yeah. If you were part of the early days, you would have heard the rebrand. And I got
and
this,
my trolling of the...
Yeah, the big chunky watch.
The big chunky thing.
And I haven't actually... haven't changed it. So I've been wearing it, but I've been having to look at my phone every single time.
Elon Musk doesn't have a watch.
Doesn't he?
And he's sending people to space.
That's true. That's very, very
He's just recent. Said, I look at my phone, which is a good point.
Yeah.
It's getting chilly here in Los Angeles. And you know what? I am looking forward to getting... there is something about the Qantas kangaroo that makes me feel comfortable.
Feels like home.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think that's like just great branding over the years? Do you think it is?
Tell me, it feels like home. This is what happens when I look down and it's only 24 minutes and I've run out of shit to say. I will do. No, I think that it's probably, it's fucking great branding. But I think it rings true to what they're about. I mean, I'm a Virgin Australia guy as a general rule, but we're flying Air New Zealand. But talking about lessons, the one thing... that's a small United plane. The one thing I have come to terms with is just not giving a fuck about frequent flyers.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's nice to go out, Josh, on that first-class flight over to your trip on a flatbed.
Yeah, so we went from first-class Singapore in the suites very nice, Bree and I. And now we found two one-way flights for Bree and I flying from LA, I think for like $800 and something dollars for the tour.
That's so cheap. But it's easy to say. I still want to fly. I hope that we can find success in what we do so we can at least fly first class.
Yeah.
And do an episode from first class.
Maybe when one of the airlines bring out a new first class, we can say, "Hey guys, we'll road test it, sky test it."
Yeah.
The conversation around moving to the States, we spoke about it to a lot of people. We're sort of sussing out. There was a lot of sussing out going on.
Amy, if you're listening, we're moving. We're doing it.
Did you get any clarity on that? Do you think, like, how serious are you when you start talking about this sort of stuff to actually committing to making it work?
It makes sense having the thing that we've got going on.
Yeah.
Happening and potentially giving it a crack at some point.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I mean, I've got quite a bit to think about with my family.
That makes sense.
But here's the thing. If you move to the States at our age and in our situation, it's because there's a great opportunity that is like we've got access to something or we're getting paid well or we're doing here to do something, whether it be for 6 months.
I think a lot of people come here though and they're not getting paid well.
But that's one way to do it because we could find something or create something or have and someone invest in a film that we're creating and that allows us to do that. So there is another way. And I, to be honest, I think I'd much prefer that path than coming here when I was 20 trying to carve it. Couldn't even drink then.
Well, the boots on the ground starting tomorrow, we'll be back.
Yeah.
You'll be hearing us in Melbourne tomorrow on Tuesday.
We'll go full deep.
Yeah. And so is what does that even mean?
I don't know. I thought it sounded good.
It did sound good.
Full deep, maybe.
A bit erotic.
No, get like, I love that we can go from being silly to talking about something that's deeper than rap.
Yeah.
There's a line. Deeper than rap.
Okay, I've never heard of it.
It's deeper than that. It's deeper than rap. You'll get a BMAC.
Well, only BMAC.
Yeah.
But the one thing that we have done while being away is we've pressed go on a big media company.
Yeah.
And so we walk into the door tomorrow as it feels like the next step, really.
Yeah. We'll put the sign up on the wall, flip the sign over, open for business.
Yeah.
And twiddle our fingers waiting. No. Well,
I think that it will be interesting. One of the things that people are going to get through this podcast is us trying to work out how we can run big media company as a partnership.
Yeah.
The learnings of that. And we got a taste of that. We got, you know, Josh Simons gave us great advice. You know, he was teaching us shit that we're like, we should probably do that.
Yeah.
We should get all this in order. And so I think that there's if you're interested in business, if you're interested in relationships, in partnerships, in giving something a go, I think that the coming months and years are going to be a real sort of test of all of those theories.
You've been really getting into analysing, you know, what people respond to you and us when you're asking them about business because it's like when someone says, "How are you?" You say, "Yeah, I'm great."
Yeah.
Or it's like, "I'm good," because you don't want to say, "I'm actually doing pretty shit and I'm struggling," which I don't know. That just shifts the conversation. If someone says that, you're like, oh, you either will move away from it or you'll move towards it and find out what's happening. And I think it is like honesty people relate to and appreciate.
Yeah. Well, when we had Joshua Fields Milburn on Friday, you know, at the beginning it's like, yeah, it's all good and all that sort of thing, but then once you start asking the right questions, it's like, but do these situations piss you off? He's like, oh yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's one of those things of like understanding when people have default responses to things, it doesn't necessarily mean that everything's all good, but I just think that I think that's a natural response to think positive, like to say the positive thing. Mm.
I think that was, you know, like what I didn't like about radio, you know, when I was on radio, was there was no, like you got a small amount of time And you're not going to just unload that you're feeling like a piece of shit or struggling.
Yeah.
Because it needs a lot more context and people are coming in and out, being forced to listen to you. And so, I don't know, I hope that we can try and without being... because there will be some great times, but it will be some hard times. So it's like, how do you share that? How do you decide what to share?
Yeah. And it's the start... Like, the thing is, that whilst it's the start of something new for us, it feels like, to me... this episode 200 is like a bit of a red bow and an achievement of what this one. My ears start ringing because I'm getting to the point of being nice. I mean, it's we've both made big sacrifices, and yeah. I appreciate that you have. You know, like, whilst I can be fucking mental at times and be a bit fucking... We talked about the fact that when you've got an Airbnb, good Airbnbs have two sets of keys. Yeah. Like, one key's the main key. And the second key is the blow up key. And the blow up key is, that's a big plane. The blow up key is for when it's normally when you're in a relationship or whatever. It's like the hotel cards or whatever. And it's when you have a blow up.
Yeah.
And it's like, fuck it, I'm going to keep walking. You do your thing. I'll meet you back at the Airbnb. And so I think that, like, it hasn't, you know, it's been. I think it's all been positive. If I look back at everything that we've been able to do, I think that it's amazing how would you describe it? I think it's like it's required. I've mentioned generosity a lot, but you've had to be so generous to be able to say, and, you know, put ego aside and say, fuck, I'm going to do it in the car in St Kilda when you don't want to fucking do it. And JJ's in Greece or whatever it is. And then even when you're sick in New York, getting through it and making it happen.
Yeah.
And when I have my fucking moments of blow up, so I'm like, fucking over. I'm done. You don't want to do it now. I don't want to fucking do it anymore. And we've been able to, and in those moments, being the one who says, oh, nah, you're a fucking idiot. I'm going to keep doing it.
I think about traveling, I don't think I would have done what you did.
Yeah.
So I thank you. And it's not that I don't. It's not that I think, because I'm not going on some 3-month trip now with my situation, so I'm only ever going to do it.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think as a younger me, I would have committed to that, if that makes sense. Yeah. But it's because I've committed in my life and I've made, it makes sense in my world to commit to this, but I don't think it would have if I was in your situation. So thank you.
Yeah. And finally, a thank you to everyone who's listened so far, the people who have sent emails when we've been bad at responding. And, the people who have, whether it's asking for a sticker or, you know, sending us an Instagram comment, whatever it is, I mean, or just fucking listening. If you've got us on right now, you're in the car, you're at work, you're on a walk, you're walking your dog right now.
You're looking at the plane.
Yeah, you're looking out the plane window. I mean, that you get, everyone has a choice, and there's so many podcasts that are coming out right now, and I find it, we both find it energizing to know that people are actually listening.
Yeah.
And even though some episodes are fucking boring.
Just skip to the next one because the next one should be good.
Yeah, and we're fucking every single weekday.
Yeah.
So you'll fucking find one that works for you. It's a Daily Talk Show, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
Hi at thedailytalkshow.com if you want to send us an email, because tomorrow we will be back in Collingwood doing the show and working out what's next.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
See you.